So we have the story of different forms of churches, which is those that begin from faith, and then there are those that begin from charity. So in logopraxis, we look at churches as being forms of arrangement of goods and truths within our minds, and there are many of them. So we have different ideas about different things from a spiritual perspective, and some of those ideas will be serviceable to supporting the spiritual life. Some will be in a stage of no longer being able to support that life. And so there is a constant movement and rearrangement of things going on. And so I think it was pointed out, like, the important thing to remember is that we are in a process. So we're not at the end. The end is governing what's unfolding, but, you know, we ain't there yet, folks. That's the story, right? So so we have to fully expect that all the different forms that are being given to us in the text, all the different brothers, Joseph, Jacob, that they're all active within us. And what this story really is showing us is how that process unfolds, because at the start of this chapter and at the start of the last one, it's all about the last judgment. And the last judgment is about separating out what the Lord can use from what he can't. And every church in us goes through a process where ultimately it'll face a last judgment. Every element in it will be judged, if you like, as to whether it can serve to move our spiritual life forward or not. And so that's sort of a way of holding this more internally. So we're given the idea in a very kind of time-centered way, yet that the last judgment occurs when we pass out of this life. And of course, that's true, but it's no different to the last judgments that are occurring right now anyway. Perhaps it just becomes a lot more obvious after we put off the body. But the thing to remember is that a last judgment occurs when we are awakening to spiritual life. So every time the Lord comes in us with a new way of seeing, there is a judgment taking place, because things have to be rearranged in order for us to see things in the light of what he's bringing to us. And so it talks about our awakening to spiritual life happening after we're separated from the body. And so from a practice perspective, separating from the bodily or bodily things has to do with a capacity for dual consciousness, whereby we can sit in what the Lord has given us from the word and see what's going on in the proprium at a lower level. So there you have a separation from the body, if you like, or what was serving as a body up until that point, where truths elevate our consciousness out of that in order so that we can observe the thoughts and affections on a lower level. So that's the last judgment taking place as we engage with the word every 2 weeks. You know, we kind of put ourselves in a position where, at least potentially, we're opening ourselves up for a coming of the Lord. And with every coming, you can't avoid the consequences of it, which is the sorting out. So, you know, it's all about the Lord through the word giving us the capacity for discerning the quality of what's arising in the life of our mind. And of course, that's what the spiritual life is really about. So understood sort of psychologically, you know, there are last judgments going on in relation to our mental states all the time. And if we're engaged in this work, then we can understand the last judgments to be a bringing to awareness of the quality, you know, of our life, which occurs when we engage with and practice truths.